Thanks. My pleasure.
And I got to know, first off, how much fun has it been this year having both a men's and a women's team at Nevada?
It's been a blast. First of all, it brings back a bit of the yin and yang, if you will. They balance each other out very well. I think, besides the fact that most of these as high schoolers ran together in combined programs, so when they get to the college level and can have that again, it's been a real positive thing for individuals on both sides. But for me as a coach, it's been a blast. It's been good fun.
And what's it been like coaching a men's team that is so young, pretty much all freshmen except for two sophomores, versus your women's team that does have a fair amount of upperclassmen mixed in?
With all love, what a bunch of boneheads. When you throw a whole bunch of freshman guys together, you sprinkle in a couple upperclassmen who were actually here previously had run cross-country in high school and came out for the team, but it's their first time on a team. We have all sorts of hilarious things that happen that probably shouldn't be happening. But, you know, in a couple years, that'll all settle down. But they are a hoot, let me tell you. Boy.
And how was that scouting and recruiting for a men's team this year? Because there's a fair amount of homegrown talent on that team. What was that like going around and recruiting the runners for this year?
Well, we actually signed two locals and then one young man from Vegas and one young man from Washington. The rest of the team right now is made up of folks who wanted to walk on, and we had a tryout at the very first day of practice. And so it didn't turn out the way I expected. We had 28 young men who'd signed up to try out, and a whopping 13 showed up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we ended up keeping all 13 because you never know what's going to happen with a young team and who is going to stick and who wouldn't. And so far, everybody's stuck. They're working very hard, sometimes too hard. We got to pull back on them on occasion, seriously, because they're so enthusiastic. They don't understand sometimes an easy day really means an easy day. So, but they've been great. They are so positive, and it's a bunch of young people who are tremendously grateful for an opportunity. They realize, you know, if things hadn't turned out the way they had, they'd be just going to class someplace and not on a team. So it's been wonderful to see how grateful they are.
And what is a cross-country tryout look like? What does that entail?
Well, we went ahead and did it that day. We did a hard workout where we warmed them up, and then we did a two-mile run at not race pace, slower than that, just kind of doing a transition. And then we did five times a mile with 3 minutes in between and run it hard. And we kind of watched who could handle it and who couldn't. And obviously, some people handled it better than others, but we weren't in a situation where we had 28 and had to get down to... Our administration only wanted us to carry 12. It's kind of what the program had been budgeted for.
Okay.
And they were gracious enough to allow us to... It didn't make much sense when only 13 showed up to cut one kid, when you never know really what's going to happen over the first few weeks of a brand new program and whether or not everybody'd stick. So... The administration allowed me to keep a 13th, and it's been good.
And speaking of good, you guys had a great showing at the Bonanza Casino Nevada Twilight Classic, which was your first race of the season about a month ago. What did you like from both teams during that meet?
Hey, you know, what can you say? Our men's program in the last 26 years is undefeated. We have one win. So it's been... That was actually a surprise, quite honestly, on the men's side. I didn't know if we'd be last place in every meet throughout the course of this year. I don't think that's going to be the case. We've got a fair amount of talent, but it's a bunch of young guys. It's a bunch of freshmen basically going up against upperclassmen from other teams. And still talking about the men's side here, in our conference, the Mountain West Conference is loaded in cross country. It is the best sport within the Mountain West Conference. The fourth best team in our conference last year was 20th at the national championships.
Wow.
We put four teams in the top 20. So it's a natural. We got a bunch of altitude schools, and altitude's a benefit.
Yeah.
I'm getting off track here, but
that's okay.
You know, the women's team is a bunch of, got a lot of experience. We are a bit nicked up right now, little injuries, and we're trying to get people through that. So I'm going to actually, I held a bunch of people out at that first meet, even though we won it. I'm going to hold several out again. And then hopefully we're going to be able to line people up in the second half of the season on the women's side. I mean, we've got some good talent on the women's side. Now, we may be faced with redshirting two or three very key individuals. And if that happens, we're kind of throwing it all in for next year and gambling. Several of these kids have 1 year of cross-country eligibility, but 2 years of track. In other words, they've already redshirted track. And so they'll be here in their fifth year next year. And I got to decide whether to run them this year or next and figure out which is the year that we're more likely to put together a great team. So on the women's side, it's we're approaching that decision. We haven't made it yet for sure. But we'll, the next couple of weeks will probably determine that.
And does it help you to have more time off in between meets for reasons like this? Because if you look at a track schedule, you have more competitions more often versus when you have a month or so off in between meets during a cross-country season. Do you find that helps you more?
Absolutely. The sport of cross-country has really changed in the last 10 years. Most of the good programs in this country race only three times prior to a conference championship. And some of their elite athletes will only race twice. They race seldomly. They spend the time training because they want to get as good as they can get. And you get better through your training. Well, we've got, and we knew this was going to be the case on the men's side, for instance, we got a bunch of young freshmen who had not adapted to collegiate training. And we're faced with a lot of little injuries that keep cropping up because their bodies just haven't been through this before. The training is a lot harder than what they do. Their volume is up and their intensity is up. So we find that we take some time and, you know, we back certain individuals off for two or three or four days in a row and then bring them back into the swing. And that usually, we got nobody out on the men's side, for instance, for any great length of time. But going into this weekend, I'm sitting two of our top three guys because if I ran them, they might kind of break and be hurt for the rest of the year, and we need them. We desperately need them. So we're going to play it a little safe at this meet. Our sport doesn't operate with a win-loss record. It basically operates with what do you do at a championship at the end.
Right. And now talking about going down to Sacramento for that Capital Cross Challenge, you mentioned you're going to be sitting some of those male runners, but what are you looking for the runners that are competing for? What are you looking for them this weekend?
Well, we're going to work on some pack running, literally running as a group and being supportive of each other and trying to develop some young guys who maybe struggled a little bit in the first race at the Twilight. And so we're going to try to get those guys because they've been training well, but maybe in race situations their confidence isn't quite as high. So we're going to have teammates working with their teammates and communicating during a race. Now, that may sound a little weird, but it doesn't take much. It's not like you're going to carry on a paragraph-length conversation. You're just going to say, come on, you can do this.
Right.
Somebody's starting to drift off the pack a little bit. And when you have five, we're going to have five guys working together in one pack. And when you've got that kind of support, it's amazing. People can do things that they haven't been able to do before. That's our goal, is to run as a pack, to help each other out, and let's see if we can have a bunch of guys run a good, solid race.
Absolutely, I love it. And before I let you go, Coach, I want to ask you, because I know at the Twilight Classic you did have kind of a mini Hall of Fame set up displaying photos and achievements of some of the past athletes. plus a lot of alumni members were there to watch that race. What was that atmosphere like for you and for the team that night at the Twilight Classic?
It was fabulous. I was amazed that we had the turnout we did with the alums. Really, we had guys back to the very first team in 1961.
Wow.
I was just blown away, and I think a lot of them were moved. They never thought they'd see the University of Nevada sponsor a men's cross-country team again. And I know over the course of the evening, I got to talk to almost every single one of the alums who came, and they were just absolutely thrilled. And I know the team, we talked about it, they're carrying a legacy. That team won 11 conference championships in like 14 years.
Wow.
They were on a roll in the 70s and 80s. And the last squad was the fall of 93 for men's cross country and the spring of 94 for track and field. I mean, we had some great athletes pass through here. We had 3 All-Americans on the men's side. I mean, there's a huge legacy for this sport, and I think we're gonna get a lot of support from those alums, and we felt it that night.
Yeah, it's been a great start to the season just to watch you guys and your success at the Twilight Classic. And Coach, I want to thank you for your time talking to me today, and wish you the best of luck this weekend down in Sacramento.
Thanks, Spencer. It was a real pleasure.